श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 19 इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स इज डिस्क्राइब द इफेक्ट ऑफ द साउंड ऑफ द कॉन्शियस ऑन द कौरव आर्मी सघोषोधार्त राष्ट्राणाम हृदयानि व्यदारयत् नभश्च पृथिविञ्चैव द्युमलो व्यनुनादयन् The terrible din echoing through the sky and the earth rent the hearts of Dhritarashtra's sons, who had usurped the kingdom by unjust means. Comment: The sounds of the conches of the Pandava army was so thunderous, roaring, and horrifying that it echoed through the sky and the earth and rent the hearts of the Kauravas, who had usurped the empire and also of the kings who had come to fight on their side. It means that as a weapon or a missile rends the heart and causes it pain, so does the sound of these conscious. That sound discouraged the Kaurava army and its warriors, who were horror-struck at the formidable strength of the Pandava army. Sanjaya was relating the incidents to Dhritarashtra, so it seems that it was not proper on his part to mention Dhartha Rashtranam, Dhritarashtra's son. He should have mentioned Tavakinanam, his sons and relatives, which would have been polite, but he used the words correctly because it was justified on his part to use it, as he meant to say that his sons usurped the kingdom. Their hearts were rent because they were unrighteous. Therefore, the use of the word is justified further. Here a question may arise: why there was no effect of the sounds of the war instruments such as conches, 11 Akshohini's army. In the Akshohini army, there are 109,350 foot soldiers, 65,610 horses, 21,870 chariots, and 21,870 elephants of the Kauravas on the Pandava army. But the sound of the conches of the 7 Akshohini army of the Pandava rent the hearts of the Kaurava army. The answer is that the hearts of those who are righteous and just are impregnable. Pandavas had ruled over the empire with justice and righteousness before their exile, and also demanded their empire from the Kaurava, which was a just demand. On the other hand, the hearts of those who are unrighteous, unjust, and sinful are weak, doubtful, and full of fear. It is their sin and injustice which weakens their hearts. Duryodhana and his group tried their best to kill Pandavas by any means, fair or foul. They usurped their empire and caused them much trouble. Thus they stood for unrighteousness. So the sound of the conches of the 7 Akshohini army of the Pandavas rent their hearts with a piercing pain. This incident warns a striver that he should never have unjust and unrighteous dealings through his body, speech, and mind, because these weaken the heart and create fear in it. For example, the creatures of the world, including the gods and the demons, were afraid of Ravana, the king of Lanka. But when he abducted Sita, he, being terrified, looked here and there to see if anyone was watching him. By Swami Ramsukhdas Ji.